Say Big & Menards and keep cool in the summer heat with a new window air conditioner from Denali Air. Quickly and efficiently cool your spaces with auto and eco modes to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Featuring 3 fan cooling speeds and a remote control, allowing you to cool your space from anywhere in the room. Save big money on Denali Air. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Perched high above the city of Portland, Oregon, where the wind whispers through the trees and the skyline stretches out below, sits a grand and imposing structure, Piddock Mansion. Built over a century ago, this stately home stands as a testament to one of Portland's most influential families. But beyond its breathtaking views and intricate architecture, there are stories of something else, something that lingers in the stillness of its rooms long after the lights have gone out. Some say that the spirits of those who once called this mansion home never truly left. Tonight, we explore the history and hauntings of Piddock Mansion, a place where the echoes of the past seem to walk the halls, leaving behind more than just memories. In the early 1900s, as Portland was rapidly growing into the vibrant city it is today, a man named Henry Piddock stood at the forefront of its development. Born in England and raised in the United States, Piddock arrived in Portland in 1853 with little to his name. But he was driven, ambitious, and, as history would show, destined for greatness. Over time, Henry became the owner of the Oregonian, Portland's leading newspaper. Under his leadership, the paper thrived, and his business ventures expanded into real estate, railroads, and banking. Henry Piddock wasn't just a man of means. He was a man of influence, shaping the city's future. By the time he and his wife, Georgiana, were ready to build their dream home, they had already left an indelible mark on Portland society. The home they envisioned would reflect their success, their taste for fine things, and their love for the city they had helped build. In 1909, construction began on what would become Piddock Mansion, a sprawling 46-room estate that would sit atop the West Hills, overlooking the city and the mountains beyond. Designed by architect Edward Foulkes, the mansion was a marvel of its time. Built in the French Renaissance style, its steep gabled roof, large bay windows, and sandstone exterior made it one of the most impressive homes in Portland. Inside, it was fitted with the latest innovations: indoor plumbing, indirect lighting, a central vacuum system, and even an intercom. For Henry and Georgiana Piddock, it was more than just a home. It was a symbol of their legacy. But not long after they moved into the mansion in 1914, tragedy began to cast its shadow. In 1919, Henry Piddock passed away at the age of 84. Just 5 years later, Georgiana followed, leaving behind a home that had become the pinnacle of their life's work. For a time, the mansion remained in the family, a place where the memories of Portland's most prominent couple were preserved. But as the years wore on and the world around it changed, Piddock Mansion's fate would take a darker turn. The 1962 Columbus Day storm, one of the most destructive weather events in Oregon's history, left the mansion badly damaged. With no one in the Piddock family able to maintain it, the mansion fell into disrepair. There was talk of demolishing the grand estate, erasing its history from the Portland landscape. But the people of Portland rallied. They saw the mansion not just as a relic of the past, but as a vital part of the city's heritage. Through their efforts, the city purchased the mansion in 1964 and undertook a massive restoration. It was reopened as a museum in 1965. Allowing visitors to step back in time and experience the grandeur of Henry and Georgiana Piddock's vision. But while the mansion was brought back to life in a physical sense, there are those who believe that something from the past remained. Something unseen, yet undeniably present. Over the years, reports of strange happenings within Piddock Mansion have trickled in, visitors and staff alike have shared unsettling experiences. Doors opening and closing on their own, windows mysteriously unlocking, and the distinct sensation of being watched. Some say that the spirits of Henry and Georgiana Pittock still walk the halls of their former home, unwilling to leave behind the place where they built their legacy. One of the most common paranormal occurrences reported at Pittock Mansion involves the unmistakable scent of roses. It's well known that Georgiana Pittock loved roses, a passion that led her to help found the Portland Rose Society. The mansion's gardens were once filled with them, blooming in the spring and summer months. But long after the gardens were removed, visitors have reported smelling the strong scent of roses in parts of the mansion, particularly in Georgiana's former bedroom. The scent often appears without warning and disappears just as quickly, leaving those who encounter it with the eerie sense that Georgiana herself is still present, tending to her beloved flowers. Others have reported feeling sudden, inexplicable cold spots in certain rooms, even when the mansion's heating system is running. These spots are said to linger in particular areas of the mansion, especially near the main staircase and in Henry Pittock's office. Some visitors have even claimed to see fleeting glimpses of shadowy figures in these areas, figures that vanish when approached. Then there are the stories of the windows. Throughout the mansion, windows have been known to open on their own, seemingly without explanation. On more than one occasion, staff members have locked up the mansion for the night, only to return the next morning to find several windows wide open. These occurrences are most frequent in the upper levels of the mansion, in rooms that were once occupied by the Pittock family themselves. Could it be that the spirits of Henry and Georgiana are still airing out their home, just as they did when they were alive? But it isn't just the windows or the cold spots that unsettle those who visit the mansion. Strange sounds have been reported, footsteps echoing down empty hallways, the faint sound of a woman's laughter, and the sound of furniture being moved in rooms that are completely empty. These sounds often occur late at night when the mansion is quiet and empty, and they leave a lingering sense of unease for those who witness them. Perhaps the most chilling reports involve the mirrors. Several visitors have claimed that while looking into the mirrors within the mansion, they've seen figures standing behind them, figures dressed in old-fashioned clothing, just out of focus. But when they turn to see who is there, they find nothing but an empty room. These sightings, though brief, have left a lasting impression on those who experience them, as though they've caught a glimpse of the past, trying to reach through into the present. Paranormal investigators have been drawn to Pittock Mansion for years, intrigued by the stories of hauntings and eager to uncover the truth behind the ghostly legends. Equipped with EMF detectors, thermal cameras, and EVP recorders, these investigators have spent countless hours within the mansion's walls, searching for evidence of the supernatural. Some have captured strange disembodied voices on their audio equipment, voices that seem to whisper in the silence, just beyond comprehension. Others have recorded spikes in electromagnetic fields in areas where no electrical sources are present. And there are those who have captured photographs of shadowy figures standing in doorways or at the end of long hallways, only to disappear when approached. But for every piece of evidence that points to something otherworldly, there are those who remain skeptical. Some argue that the strange occurrences at Pittock Mansion can be explained by the naturalogy of the building. Drafts, they say, are responsible for the windows opening and closing, old wooden floors settling under the weight of time, could be the source of the footsteps and creaking noises heard throughout the mansion. And as for the cold spots, they could simply be the result of uneven heating in a building over a century old. Yet, for those who have experienced these phenomena firsthand, the explanations fall short. There is something about Pittock Mansion that seems to defy the rational, something that lingers in the air like the scent of roses in a room long after the flowers are gone. Today, Piddick Mansion stands not just as a reminder of Portland's history, but as a place where the past and present seem to converge. Thousands of visitors pass through its doors each year, drawn by the beauty of its architecture and the story of the Piddick family. But many leave with more than just an appreciation for history. They leave with a sense that they've encountered something, someone, that remains tethered to the mansion, unwilling to let go. As the sun sets over Portland and the city lights begin to flicker on below, Piddick Mansion remains a silent sentinel, watching over the city it helped build. And for those who believe, it is not just a mansion, but a home. A home still inhabited by the spirits of its past residents, who continue to walk its halls, leaving behind a legacy of both grandeur and mystery.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.